A movie called Et tu, Maman Tambien, which means And Your Mother Too, was last year's biggest box office hit in Mexico. The low-budget comedy about two teenage runaways was a jab at Mexico's political elite, and it's now in U.S. theaters. David Darcy reports it's the latest example of work by Mexican movie makers who have become international.
Y Tu Mama Tambien is a road movie. Mexico makes a lot of them. They're usually stories of criminals fleeing the police or wives fleeing cruel husbands set in locations that could have been chosen by the tourist office. That's not exactly what director Alfonso Cuarón had in mind.
We purposely choose not to go into the postcard kind of aesthetic of seeing beautiful landscapes. We choose to explore what we consider a more realistic Mexico. The people experience and the sociological experience of Mexico. Places and visuals that would make a statement about contemporary Mexico. We wanted context to be as important as character. And by context, it's not only the geographical context, but the political context in that geography.
Y Tu Mama Tambien opens in Mexico City, upper middle class Mexico City, where the political rhetoric tends toward anti-American leftism, but everyday life looks a lot like Dynasty. The film's two main characters are bratty high school students, one rich, one not quite so rich, who take up with a beautiful Spanish woman of 28 and hit the road for the ocean. What do you do anyway? Are you a sociologist? Philosopher? Psychologist? Victoria's Secret model? I'm a certified dental technician.
There was an intent to do an observation of Mexico as a country that's seeking for its own identity as a grown-up country, now being, in my perception, a teenage country.
To reinforce his point, Cuarón gives his characters names out of Mexican history. The Spanish woman who takes off with the two teenagers is named Cortés, after the conquistador who carried off the Aztecs' wealth. One of the boys is named Iturbide, for a Mexican leader who wanted to become emperor. The other's name is Zapata, for the peasant who led a national rebellion. Cuarón says he wasn't out to denounce Mexico, but he did want to show the country's uneasy mix of cultures and classes.
Someone in Italy told me that this was not a denunciation film, and he was offended because Mexico had a lot of problems and I should be doing denunciation films. And I told him that I find it almost racist, the comment, as if limiting Mexican, Latin American cinema to denunciation, as if we cannot do something different. But there are certain things that I think are still kind of tricky. That is, I think that to dig into the identity of the Mexican, you know, dealing with concepts of how identity is so closely bounded with class, the class issue in Mexico. I think that, in a way, films feel very comfortable portraying one class, but they feel a little uncomfortable putting the classes together and seeing the interaction or the lack of interaction between the classes.
Cuarón's two young heroes are played by Gael García Bernal, the star of the recent hit Amores Perros, and Diego Luna, a TV soap opera star. Like Amores Perros, Luna says, Y Tu Mama Tambien was a hit because young Mexicans who had given up on seeing Mexican films went to see it again and again.
I saw all the movies that they made in the 90s and in the last 80s, but it's these kind of movies that they were not for the audience. I mean, it was just for the director and his family, you know, because these kind of movies that I think that it's not a new Mexican cinema, but it's... Well, it's a new Mexican cinema because it's new people who's doing it. They're talking about young people. That's cool because you can see your generation there. You can see your life there. I mean, our reality, it's back in the frame, I think.
The critics were not so supportive. Mexican reviewers on the left and the right said the film was decadent and that its teenage characters were too preoccupied with sex. That's the official reason why Y Tu Mama Tambien was not Mexico's entry for the Best Foreign Language Film Oscar. Cuarón claims officials resented his character's cynicism about Mexican politics.
They find that these characters were not giving a good example to the Mexican youth, as if our governors in Mexico, they give a good example to Mexican youth. For me, what is very disturbing is that apparently you can only portray teenagers as role models and not teenagers as teenagers could be.
Cuarón's first film, Love in the Time of Hysteria, told the story of a young Mexican man who thinks he has AIDS. It was a hit there in 1992, and that got him invited to Hollywood, where he directed two studio films, A Little Princess, and Great Expectations, neither of which was a success. He's part of a generation of filmmakers who've worked on both sides of the border. Guillermo del Toro, who made Kronos in Mexico City and Mimic in Toronto for Miramax, is another.
We are what we like to say are round-trip ticket filmmakers. You know, we would like to go have adventures, learn, and then come back, and if possible, and if we are still accepted and welcome, to remain Mexican filmmakers at the core.
Alfonso Cuarón says he also wants to get beyond Mexican nationalism in the films that he makes there.
We have a vision in which we don't believe in borders. We believe that human beings are human beings first, and after they give you the passport. I think we're really proud and we're really rooted in Mexican culture. But at the same time, we feel very comfortable traveling and working everywhere, and that is seen as a very anti-Mexican thing by some sector of the left-wing society.
Given the box office success of Y Tu Mamá También in Mexico already, producers will be after Cuarón to make another film there. They'll be competing with Hollywood for his services. Cuarón is at work on another studio film. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.